Still in books and arts.
Book review. New thriller. Wreathed in Smoke. The Golden Scales by Parker Bilal.
Parker Bilal whisks the reader straight to the dark heart of Cairo, from the maze of alleys in the medieval bazaar to sand-blown, half-finished luxury housing developments. The Egyptian capital is a menacing place where betrayal swirls like an army of jinns. Makana is a poverty-stricken Sudanese political exile living alone on a rickety houseboat on the Nile. He is commissioned by Hanafi, a violent and corrupt Cairene oligarch, with finding Adil Romario, a star football player. Meanwhile, Liz Markham, the daughter of a British aristocrat, has been tortured and murdered while searching for her daughter, who went missing in Cairo more than 20 years earlier. A former policeman himself, Makana is no naive, but he rapidly finds himself in a perilous world, peopled with Egypt's ultra-rich, Islamic militants, and Russian organized crime. It's a heady mix, but one that Mr. Bilal pulls off with verve. A London-born literary novelist, Parker Bilal, whose real name is Jamal Majoub, has also lived in Cairo and Sudan. His prose has a subtlety that is rarely found in crime novels. An old man screwed up his face so that all the lines drew together like a net being drawn in. Metal rods on a construction site are scattered like enormous burned matchsticks. Naked light bulbs on an electrical flex resemble strange fruits on a vine. The novel is set in pre-Arab Spring Cairo, and the city is vividly evoked, its smells and sounds almost seeping from the pages. Characters such as Okasha, a policeman who is Makana's friend and ally, and Sami, a terrier-like reporter, are nuanced and believable, though the story flags a little in the middle, always tricky territory for a crime novel, and there are perhaps one too many meaningful meetings with long looks across the table wreathed in cigarette smoke. In the end, there is justice, of a sort. Some evildoers are punished, others walk free, protected by higher authorities, just as they probably would in real-life Cairo. The twist at the end is subtly signalled. Makana, too, has his demons. His journey, as he learns to live with them, stays with you.